Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is South Dakota House Agriculture Committee Chair Roger Chase. With a week left of the South Dakota legislative session, Representative Chase, what are some of the big priorities that you've seen come through the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee?
Well, it's been a fairly easy session for us in South Dakota this year. We've not had any major controversial bills. On the House Agriculture Committee, we've had a couple of different bills that I think are good for clarification and protection of farmers and ranchers in South Dakota. House Bill 1029 was one that dealt with county zoning, as well as extending out the time for people to do a livestock or enterprise relating to agriculture. About the same time, we had House Bill 1090, which is a protectionism from nuisances and people complaining about noise and dust and everything that's farm-related, whether it be potential chemical drift or just corn stalks and debris and dust blowing from a field at harvest time and causing issues with rural residents as they've moved out into the country anyway. So those are the two bills that I felt were kind of important. We did those relatively early in the session. And then, you know, we've had some bills. Our committee consists of not only agricultural issues, but with natural resources, hunting and fishing and things like that. We've had some cleanup bills. And so it's been a fairly quiet aspect there. The one issue that caused a lot of concern was the carbon pipeline proposals. We've got two different carbon pipelines that are proposed to go through South Dakota. The Navigator pipeline, as well as the Summit Carbon Solution. So those have been some of the major topics or issues we've seen this year.
And what are you hearing on those, you know, the major concerns with those carbon pipelines?
A lot of people are either really for the pipeline project or they're really against the pipeline projects. And most of those bills went through another committee that I serve on the House State Affairs, the House State Affairs Committee. And so there were some eminent domain protections and wanting to change the classification of eminent domain, what is a common carrier, and then as well as, you know, for projects in the future, they would have to have a higher threshold as far as approval and willingness to participate than, you know, what is currently out there right now. Ultimately, all of those bills did die in committee or on the floor, either in the House or on the Senate, and so that protectionism, the carbon pipelines, it looks like they're, you know, going to be able to move forward. And hopefully we can get those negotiated where landowners are satisfied and those projects continue to move forward to preserve the ethanol industry and improve the ethanol industry in South Dakota.
All right. And one of the things that's kind of been top of mind, both in North Dakota and South Dakota a little bit, I see House Bill 1189 with ownership for foreign entities and that sort of thing. What have you heard on that, and what have you come up with there? What has the committee been working on?
Yeah, House Bill 1189 was a good bill that I thought that was important. I know the governor wanted to have a really strong, really stringent foreign ag land ownership bill. That bill did die, but House Bill 1189 is a great starting point. One of the lobbyists that came up and testified in favor of the bill, this will get us to know what we don't know right now, and that is what is out there for foreign ownership now, both as far as ownership as well as leases that are going on in agriculture. And what this does is it basically, whenever you file a renewal with the Secretary of State in South Dakota, whether you're an LLC or if you're a corporation or whatever ownership you are, you have to disclose any foreign ownership or involvement in whatever agricultural products that you've got going on right now in land ownership. So this is a good starting point. I know that there'll probably be a couple different work groups going over the summertime that will be looking at what we can do to enhance further protection from foreign buyers and foreign investors, especially ones that are hostile to the U.S. and to the state of South Dakota, and make sure that we've got that taken care of at the point of when they purchase the property. 1189 takes care of it for finding out what's out there right now, but then moving forward, House Bill 1189 will be a good bill once we find out what we have as far as foreign ownership right now. I don't think we're going to have a lot, but you know, we're going to find out.
And deadlines-wise, have you passed some big deadlines? Do you have some coming up here?
We've pretty much got all the bills through the House and Senate. The last week, our last week of legislative session is this upcoming week, and that's basically going to be devoted to working out the budget, setting up the budget, as well as, you know, we've got a couple different tax cut proposals out there. Those will be finalized. The Senate's got their side. The House has their priorities. We just need to negotiate it out and get to a final budget.
And any big ag implications in that budget?
I really don't see any major implications one way or the other. We've got a couple different projects that we've got kind of earmarked, whether it be railroad improvements, whether it be, you know, other improvements for some other ag unities. The grocery tax is the one that the governor has been proposing all year long. I guess you could say that is ag-related because that's the only way you're going to get groceries is through agriculture.
Well, anything else we should add before we let you go?
We've had a really good committee, and, you know, we really had an interesting thing happen this year as we had some new people come onto the committee. And we've got limited Democrat representation in South Dakota, so all committees have to have at least one Democrat. And after the election, we had one Democrat, freshman legislator from Sioux Falls, that was assigned to our House Ag and Natural Resources Committee. And as I did introductions the very first day of our committee meetings, she came up and she says, "I've never been on a farm. I've never hunted. I've never fished. I'm from downtown Sioux Falls." But she was a great committee member. She studied hard, and it became a realization to the rest of us on the committee, it's important to have somebody like that on the committee because we need to have the people that live in Sioux Falls and Rapid City and the urban areas be able to understand what's going on in agriculture, that we try to do the best environmentally that we can, and we have a job to do, and we've got to meet those needs, but yet we've got to be able to tell our story to the urban people and make sure that they understand what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here today. Representative Chase joining us on the Red River Farm Network.